نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، الذي بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وتركنا على البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. أما بعد، tonight إن شاء الله brothers and sisters we're going to talk about a very important subject, which is defending the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الدفاعُ عن السنة. Defending the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كان عمران ابن الحسين رضي الله عنه وأرضاه, one of the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, his name is عمران ابن الحسين, كان يجلس في مجلس ويحدث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He used to sit in a group of people and talking about the talks and the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And a man came to him and said to him, "You tell us about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and about his sunnah from his ahadith, and we cannot find that in the Quran. We can't find what you're talking about in the Quran al-Kareem." فَغَضِبَ سَيِّدْنَا عُمْرَان, the companion عُمْرَان ibn al-Husayn radiallahu anhu arda, he got so angry when he talks like this about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he asked the man, "Did you read the Quran?" He said, "Yes, I've read the Quran." He said, "Did you find in the Quran the prayer of Maghrib 3 rak'ah? He said, "No." He asked him, "Did you find in the Quran, what you've read in the Quran, that the Isha is 4 rak'ah? He said, "No." He told him, "Did you find in the Quran the Subh, Salatul Ghada, is 2 rak'ah? He said, "No." He asked him, "Did you find in the Quran the Zuhr is 4 rak'ah? He said, "No." He asked him, "Did you find in the Quran the Asr is 4 rak'ah? He said, "No." He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we got that from him and we transmitting it to you. And he asked him again, "Did you find in the Quran that the zakah of the sheep, each 40 you give one zakah?" He said, "No." And he asked and start repeating all different kind of zakah, the zakah in the camels, the zakah in the cows, the zakah in the land, the zakah in the oil or the treasures in earth, the zakah, did you find? And the man is always answering no. He asked him, "Did you find in the Quran the tawaf 7 times around the Kaaba?" He said, "No." He said, every time he's telling him that we got that from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we transmitting that to you. Then the man, when he heard from the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this great wonderful answer, that logic answer with his wisdom, he told him, "Ahyayta ahyaytani ahyaak Allah," or "Ahyayta qalbi ahyaak Allah." You survive, you have made my heart alive. I hope, or I ask Allah to make your heart alive like mine. And Hassan al-Basri, one of the tabi'een, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, and this man did not die until he become a big faqih in Islam. So a lot of people, and this is the way of the devil to deviate the believers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ya'isa ash-shaytanu an ya'buduhu al-musalluna fi jazirati al-Arab." The devil gave up of being worshipped like it used to be, in the form of idols or in the form of worshipping something beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this Arab island especially, referring to Islam, to the Muslims, but في التحريش بينهم. He got his ways among those believers to deviate them from the line, but different way. He comes to a group of people, young people especially, the youth, and he tells them, Subhanallah, you Muslim, you new believer, and this is not in the Quran. What do you, it's follow the Quran and that's it. This is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ الْقُرْآنَ وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ. I've been given, Allah has revealed the Quran to me. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and what's equal to it with it. What's equal to it with it. And what is equal to the Quran that Allah revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the authentic sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran and the Sunnah. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول تركت فيكم ما إن تمسكتم به لن تضلوا بعدي أبدا. I have left for you what if you keep or grab with your feet and hands on, you will never misguided. You will never be misguided. What is it, Ya Rasulullah? What did you leave for us? Kitab Allah, the book of Allah, the Quran, and the authentic Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kitab Allah wa Sunnati. A lot of people, they look at the Sunnah different way, but inshallah tonight we're gonna clarify what is the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what is the things that we should follow of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what is the things that we should not follow, or we have an option, or what is the custom that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do in his life, and it's not a tashri' from Allah subhanahu wa taala, and what is the reason for the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه وأصدق القائلين وهو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو count with me رسولا منهم. الله سبحانه وتعالى has sent, الله سبحانه وتعالى send to the illiterates, the Arabs around رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he was one of them صلى الله عليه وسلم. رسولا منهم, a messenger from among them. Look at the jobs of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ, reciting the signs of Allah, reciting the Quran. One. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, two. يُزَكِّيهِمْ, and purify them. How Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam purified the Sahaba? Not just purifying their body by teaching them the tahur and the wudu and this and that, no, but purifying their souls. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran also for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً, take from their wealth a donation. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ بِهَا وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ, you purify them. How you take from your money and you purify? This will kill the bad manners of humans being stingy, being so careful about their wealth. They will be donating in the cause of Allah. Clear the soul and make it capable of donating, capable of giving that wealth in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Straightening their manners. This is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to purify. So yuzakkihim, the second one, yuzakkihim, purify them. Not their bodies only, but their souls too. The third one, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمْ الْكِتَابِ, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and is teaching them the book. Not reciting the book, because Allah said at the beginning, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ, so it's not going to repeat it again. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, that means teach them the Quran, the meanings of the Quran. وَالْحِكْمَةِ, so he's teaching them the Quran. What is the hikmah? They ask الشافعي رحمة الله عليه and said, what is the hikmah? He said, the sunnah of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So when you find the hikmah in the Quran al-Kareem, this is the referring to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran to the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ من آيات الله والحكمة. What is the حكمة؟ The sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. What is آيات الله؟ What is the sign, the verses of Allah? Is the Quran الكريم. واذكرنا ما يتلى في بيوتكن من آيات الله والحكمة. Allah said in another ayah, يعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is teaching them the book and the wisdom. What is the wisdom? The definition of the wisdom is the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. So this is the ayah in Surah Al-Jum'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have sent among the illiterates, one of them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, four main jobs we said in the ayah: to recite the Quran, to teach them how to recite the Quran, to teach them, to purify them, and to teach them the meanings of the Quran. And the fourth one is to teaching them the hikmah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yutla, recite, recitation. Yutla. Yani the meaning of the verb is to recite, to just repeat the anything you repeat, yutla. So let's go in deep and see what is the sunnah. What is the definition of sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here, أقوال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، أفعال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، تقريرات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يمد إلى الأحكام الشرعية. The definition, the simple definition of the Sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is the talks, the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the talks of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the actions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the agreement of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to what leads to the Islamic law, to the Sharia, or to أحكام شرعية. This is the definition. Let's go in detail. So the Sunnah is divided in three parts: أقوال, talks of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, أفعال, actions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the third one is agreement of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. You see, what is the أقوال? Like النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith, the authentic hadith, متفق عليه, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تلبس الحرير والدباج والدباج لا تلبس الحرير, do not wear the silk with all different kinds of it. Do not wear the silk. وَلَا تَشْرَبُوا فِي آنِيَةِ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ, and do not drink in the cups or the containers made of gold and silver. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا فِي آنِيَتُهُمَا, and do not eat in the plates made of gold and silver. فإنها لهم في الدنيا ولكم في الآخرة. That the silk and the gold cups and the silver cups and the gold blades and silver blades are for the disbelievers in this dunya, and it's for you in the hereafter. This is the authentic hadith. JazakAllah khair, barakAllah khair, JazakAllah khair. It is for you, it's for them in dunya, the disbelievers, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's for you in the hereafter. So this is the talk of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that leads to you to the Islamic law. You see the talk? It's haram for any believer to wear silk, males, okay? To wear silk or to eat on the blades of gold and silver, or to drink on the to eat in the cups of gold and silver, or to drink on the blades of gold and silver. So this is the talk of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came by. This is one part of the sunnah. The second part of the sunnah is what? The actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not always the sunnah just talk, قال Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No. Sometimes you see in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they ask about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam manners and said, did you read the Quran? He said, yes. كان خلقه القرآن. The character of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Quran. that Rasulullah didn't say my character is the Quran. No, but this what was observed in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by his wife Aisha radiallahu anhu. See, she's reporting that. So the second part is the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The scholars say the actions is divided into two major parts. The first one is the actions related to Islamic law. The second one, actions not related to the Islamic law. And let's start with the actions not related, that we do not follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in it. What is this? The first one is the nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ikhwani, like us, he used to go to the bathroom, he used to sleep with his wives, he used to eat, he used to drink, he used to do this and that. The nature, human nature. Rasulullah ﷺ did not tell us or guide us into that nature part, except the rules for what it, for the rules of eating. But Rasulullah ﷺ did not specify you eat a piece of bread or you eat that time or this time or before night or after night. No, he didn't specify the action itself, but he specifies the rules of it. Like for example, Ya Ghulam, kul bi yamin, sammi Allah, wa kul bi yaminak wa kul mimma yalik. You, the little boy, the boy that used to eat in front of Rasulullah ﷺ and moving his hand this way and the other way and use the other left hand on the food. Then Rasulullah ﷺ taught him and taught the whole ummah. Ya ghulam, you the little boy or you the young boy. Sammillah, say in the name of Allah before you start eating. Wa kul bi yaminak, eat with your right hand. Wa kul mimma yalik, and eat from your side only. No, don't come from this side in front of people, no. So, this eating and sleeping and all of these manners, we don't have guidance from Rasulullah ﷺ, but we have guidance for the rules of it. The rules of these things. So this has nothing to do with the Islamic law. The second part, you got it, brothers? The Rasulullah ﷺ used to, as we said, he used to sleep with his wife, but he didn't tell you, you know, what or how. He tells you the rules of it. Before you sleep with your wife, he said, A'udhu billahi min al-khubs. He told you the rules. But the action itself, no. He didn't say anything about it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we move to the second point, that the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not related to the Islamic law is the adah. The adah, the custom at his time. What is the custom that Rasulullah ﷺ used to do? And the scholars say, do not follow, because this is the custom. This is not related to the Islamic law. What is it? Rasulullah ﷺ used to grow his hair until it goes down to the end of his ear, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the ada of the Arabs back then, is to grow the hair that much. Not the beard. We're not talking about the beard now, because the beard, Rasulullah ﷺ specified. But the ear, this is one of the adah. Rasulullah ﷺ, one time, they invite him for a meal. And that meal was made of dub, lizard, certain kind of lizard. Then the Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, the wives of Rasulullah ﷺ, they asked the companions to tell Rasulullah ﷺ, this meal is from that lizard, from the dub. They let Rasulullah ﷺ know, then he pulled his hand and he didn't touch it. And then they ask, the Sahaba ask Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, is that haram? This is why didn't he said, no, it's not haram. He did, this is not haram. ولكن, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't eat from it. And when they ask him why he didn't eat, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, إنه ليس بعادة قومي وإن نفسي لتعافو. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. This kind of food is not into my tribe, so it's not into my people where I'm living, and my soul, my desire is not desiring this. It's just getting away from it. And then they knew this is not haram. But that was the custom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not eating that from the effect of the environment around him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Sayyidina Khalid, when he knew, he just grabbed the dhab and ate it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But so this, let you know, you don't follow that, because this was the custom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The same way that he growed, the scholar said, we're not saying anything from our mind, the scholar said that growing the hair at that time, this was the adah, the custom of the Arabs to grow it long. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the action of the custom, he grew it long. صلى الله عليه وسلم. When it comes to the ضب, also it's not haram to eat it. Otherwise, he's not going to let Khalid ibn al-Walid رضي الله عنه وارضاه to eat the ضب in front of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. If it's haram. And they ask him about that, and he declared this is not haram. But what is it? That the soul or the desire of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is getting away. It's like, you know, it doesn't feel like he can eat that from the surroundings, from the environment. So this is the second one. The third one was the khibrah and tajruba, the experience and the actions. One time when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم went to Medina, then the Ansar, they are very famous with the dates, you know, date trees, palm trees, I mean. And then they got these dates, the Rasulullah told them a certain way to, you see, they go to the male palm tree and they bring some stuff out of it and they go and put it between, you know, the inside the body of the top of the palm tree, then the dates become big and strong. The Rasulullah told them another way. And then this year, no dates. The dates become, you know, they lost the crop that year. And then Rasulullah said to them, this is the experience. But that was not wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Rasulullah said. But that is experience and the experiment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him about that. So this is another part of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the experience. The experience and the trials. Like a lot of ghazwa. Always the sahaba, when they go and take a position in one of the battles, they ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that a revelation from Allah or it is the hila and the makr, or use the intelligent and the play with the enemy. They said, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them this is not a revelation from Allah, it's not a wahi, but it is the intelligence. And then they tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam different. Then when Rasulullah says, take one of these, this is not a sunnah to follow from Rasulullah, but using. And a lot of times, even the battle of the Khandaq, Rasulullah, there is the Salman Faris, he's the one that told Rasulullah about it. And in a lot of positions, in the battle of Badr, the position of them, they change it when Rasulullah said that this is not a revelation. This is the third part of the sunnah of Rasulullah. The fourth one is the stuff that Allah specialized for Rasulullah only by the revelation from Allah. Like what? Like Rasulullah marrying more than four wives in Islam, in the Quran. You can't follow Rasulullah in that, because this is specifically for him. Nobody would marry his wife after he passed away. This is only for him. Rasulullah used to fast 3 days and nights continuously without eating, and he prohibited that, but that's for his own, this is for him only, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he prohibited upon his ummah always the isal, that means continuation. You go, this is the morning time, and then the Maghrib comes, he doesn't eat and keep worshipping Allah and fasting the day, and then the other night, and then the day, and then the other night. 3 days without eating at all or drinking. And he used to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنَا لَسْتُكَ هَيْئَتِكُمْ, I'm not like you. إِنِّي أَبِيتُ عِنْدَ رَبِّي يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينِي. I go with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or I spend, bayat means spending the night with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيُطْعِمِنِي, he gives me food and he gives me water. The scholar said not food and water, physical food and water. No, this is the seed of the soul that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi used to explain that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the four parts, that the sunnah, the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is not related to the Islamic law. First one is the nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there is adab, you like adab al-ta'am, adab al-jima', adab such, the rules of eating, the rules of sleeping with your wife, the rules of, you know, this, the rules of that. But the action itself as a nature, this is not a sunnah. And the second one is experience and experiment. Like Rasulullah done a lot of things that showed that he'd done experience, not a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third one is the custom, the ada, like lengthening his hair and like not eating the dub, the lizard, even if it's halal. And the fourth one, the specific stuff that Allah revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's only for him, marrying more than four wives sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has done that until they count 1,000 criteria that Allah gave to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam only, but not to his ummah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's go to the actions that leads to the Islamic law, the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like what? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stand in front of the Sahaba and do salah, and he tells them, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." Pray the same way you saw me praying. So this is the action. Praying is an action. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he asked the companions radiallahu anhum wa ardahum, when he done the manasik al-hajj, when he done the hajj, he said, "Khudu anni manasikukum." Take about me, or take from me, the manasik, the steps, the sunnah, the ways of doing the hajj. So this is the actions, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. The third part of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the agreement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, Rasulullah never ever agree on any haram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the agreement that happened? There are two of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They went in the desert on a trip, and then they couldn't find no water to wash for prayers. Then they went and they did tayammum. After they did tayammum, they found the water. After they finished praying, they found the water. One of them said, no, let me be on the safe side. He went and he washed from that water, and he re-prayed again. He done the prayer twice. The other one said, "No, when I've done the tayammum, there was no water, and I've done the salah. Alhamdulillah, even I found the water after tayammum." Then they went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they told him about this story. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed to the man that he prayed twice. He told him sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you get rewarded twice. You know, you get rewarded for the first prayer and you get rewarded for the second prayer. And he told the other one, you know, asabta sunnah wa ajza'atku salatuk. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Asabta sunnah, that means you done the right sunnah by not using the water, or not washing from the water after he found the water, because he done tayammum, and then after he prayed and finished, he found the water. Wa ajza'atku salatuk, and the prayer you prayed with tayammum is the right one. It's accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the agreement. You see, they've done something and they're telling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, either this agreement in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or he was there or he was not there and being told about it. Like what? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, this is, he was not there with them while they're doing that, but they came and told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he declared to them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to a jariya, a young girl, and he asked her, "Where is Allah?" She pointed to the sky, or she said in another narration, "Fis sama," in the heavens. And then he asked her, "Who am I? Man ana?" فقالت أنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then رسول, you are the messenger of Allah, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم told the owner of this jariya, the young girl that owned, he told her, "Free her in the cause of Allah, فإنها مؤمنة." Free her, اعتقها فإنها مؤمنة. Free her because she is a believer. And this become Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the girl answered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he agreed with what she said. Where is Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in heaven. And this is the part of the aqidah of the people of the sunnah of jama'ah in Islam. Where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah in heaven. Not just this hadith, but it's even supported from the Quran, the Kareem. So this is the third one also in the agreement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he agrees, this is the sunnah then, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he found Khalid ibn al-Walid, if the lizard is haram, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never let Khalid ibn al-Walid in front of him eat the lizard. But he done something and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't comment about it, didn't say anything about it. That means it's a sunnah of Rasulullah. That means it's acceptable, it's agreeable from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the parts of the sunnah. The sunnah either either talks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or either actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we explain the actions that we don't follow or it's not considered sunnah because it's not related to the Islamic law. And then the third one is the agreement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that always leads to the Islamic law. What is the relation between the Quran and the sunnah? What is there is a correlation there? Yes. A lot of people, they think the devil gets them different way. They think if they say, oh, the devil said, oh, subhanAllah, the book of Allah is enough for us. You know, don't need, why? Everything is in the Quran, forget about the sunnah. Or when you talk about the sunnah, they just take it, oh, this is sunnah, just for, you know, sunnah. You know, you don't need to do that. But no. The scholar said, if you deny the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a group called the Quraniyun, the people goes only with the Quran, no sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are murtad. They are out of the face of Islam. The people that doing that kind of stuff, that going only with the Quran and leaving the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as you said the hadith before, يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تركت فيكم ما إن تمسكتم به لن تضلوا بعد أبد. سبحان الله. يعني إخوان الإسلام, that when you get into it a little bit, by a little bit, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم before he died, he never ever left us one spot, never ever left one spot for us to just see is it right or wrong. No, he said تركت فيكم ما إن تمسكتم به لن تضلوا بعدي أبدا. I've left for you what if you grabbed upon, you will never get misguided after me. What is that يا رسول الله? The kitab and the sunnah, the Quran and the sunnah, both of them. He said, didn't say the Quran and forget about the sunnah. And he also remember, put in your mind, it's a revelation from Allah. إنما أوتيت القرآن ومثله معه. I've been given the Quran and what's equal to it with it, which is the Sunnah of Rasulullah. And Allah referred in a lot of ayah about the Sunnah is the hikmah, the wisdom, the protection, ya ikhwan. Whoever lives with the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is always protected. Whoever leaves the Sunnah and starts fabricating from his mind, the devil takes him and get him deep until he gets him out of Islam completely. The Sunnah is like the guard. It's the guard of your faith. You follow the Sunnah because it's being experimented. And who's telling you this Sunnah is Allah? Is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taking upon Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's say, what is the action? Why we have the sunnah? What is the function of the sunnah? The first thing, the function of the sunnah is to ensure an idea or meaning in the Quran al-Kareem. To ensure an idea, there is an idea in the Quran al-Kareem. In order to ensure it, the sunnah comes from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بني الإسلام, in the authentic hadith agreed upon, بني الإسلام على خمس, شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله إقام الصلاة الزكاة صوم رمضان حج البيت لمن استطاع إليه سبيل. Everybody memorize this, you know, the Quran, the Islam is being built on five main pillars. شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله, doing the prayers, doing the zakah, doing the حج. Where is that? What's that supporting from the Quran? There is the root, there is the idea in the Quran itself. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو. Allah has witnessed that there is no God but Allah سبحانه وتعالى. This is the Quran. محمد رسول الله والذين معه. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the messenger of Allah and those with him. This is the first one. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله. إقام الصلاة. Every, you can't find no surah that وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة. Both of them, أقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة, combined together, أقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة, إقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة. صوم رمضان. كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم. In the Quran Allah said it's been written upon you as it's been written upon the nations before you to fast. Fasting. حج البيت ولله على الناس حج البيت لمن استطاع إليه. The same thing. So the sunnah came to, in that point, the first function of it is to ensure an idea or a meaning in the Quran Kareem. When Sayyidina Jibreel came to Rasulullah ﷺ in the authentic hadith also, sitting in front of him, putting his knees against his knees and putting his, and talking to him, Ya Muhammad, Mal Iman, what is the belief? He said, أن تؤمن بالله وملائكتي وكتبي ورسلي واليوم الآخر والقضاء. The belief is to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ورسله, His messengers, His angels, His books, the يوم الآخر and the قدر. It's in the Quran الكريم. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن. The last two ayahs in the Baqarah. كل آمن بالله وملائكتي. Everyone that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the believers also believe in Allah wa rusulihi wa malaikati wa rusulihi. So the sunnah came to, in that part, the first function of it is to ensure an idea or meaning in the Quran al-Kareem, moving from the Quran al-Kareem. The sunnah, second function of it, is to explain an explanation of the Quran al-Kareem. The Quran came like condensed, very, very condensed. One line, you could just write books about it. And even they ask the scholars, one of the biggest scholars, they ask him, why are you looking for the sunnah, you got the Quran? He said, we look for the sunnah not because of the deficiency in the Quran, no, but to know the meaning of the Quran from the most knowledgeable human in history, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who can know the Quran better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said and what he asked and what he agreed upon, is an explanation of the Quran al-Kareem. Explanation of the Quran al-Kareem. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives something in the Quran, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that in the Quran, from the Quran. والذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم. Those who believed, Allah said in the Quran, and they did not associate their belief with ظلم, with oppression. ظلم, a general term, big term. Companions, who's gonna believe and does not? You know, you always gonna do. Humans, they're being this way. ظلم, they do oppression. Then they went to Rasulullah ﷺ, very scared that you, Rasulullah, you know, every believer is gonna. He said, not this one, not the small tiny things you do. The ayah in this point, if Rasulullah doesn't come to explain it, who's gonna explain that ayah? Everybody will understand it the same way the Sahaba understood it. But Rasulullah ﷺ said, no, not that zulm, it's the kufr, association, shirk. The zulm of this ayah, والذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم. The meaning of ظلم in this ayah is shirk, associating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to ensure that them from the Quran, he said, ألم تسمعوا قول الرجل الصالح إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. لقمان, in Surah Luqman, Sayyidina Luqman is telling the advices of Luqman to his son, you know, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. The shirk, the association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a great, not just a zulm, a great oppression, great one. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring in the other ayah, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِثُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. Those who believe and does not associate their faith with oppression. So if Rasulullah ﷺ doesn't explain it, who's going to explain that? So the sunnah came to explain also as an explanation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran said, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. How are we going to, okay, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ, every ayah, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. But how? What, you're going to stand up, or everyone is going to understand his way? Stand up and sit down, ruku' and sujood, and ruku' and sujood without numbers, without specification. No. Came Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to explain that. He salla, he prayed in front of the Sahaba and said, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Explanation of what the Quran said, wa aqimu salah. Atu zakah, the same way. Said, alright. This, the camels, there is a certain kind of zakah for camels. cows, there is a different style for cows. Sheep, there is another one for sheep. You know, money, or even land, the outcome of land that comes from, if it's irrigated by rain, it has another formula. If it's irrigated by humans using machines, another formula. If something comes from earth, you don't just the wolf, you know, like the oil nowadays, different. 1/5 of the oil, not 2.5. Your own income. So everything, the Quran just came in just condensed form. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his authentic sunnah explained that. So this is a function of the sunnah. Another function is the explanation of what came in the Quran al-Kareem. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see that always the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they ask him questions, and the companions used to say, "We love the Arab deserts that they came, because they are like rough. They don't know the prestigious way of talking." Then they ask Rasulullah questions all the time, and they ask Rasulullah. Then they explain. Rasulullah always explain. Nobody is as knowledgeable as Rasulullah. And even if there is a question that Rasulullah doesn't know, the revelation, the heaven, Rasulullah sent right away. The man that came in the market one time of the companions, and he kisses the woman. He said, "Asabtu min imra'a qubla." He kissed the woman. But remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he went back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He thought Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will bring him and put him in a hole and stone him to death. Zahirni, you purify me, Rasulullah. I cannot just keep it and practice it and again and no. Zahirni, cure me, if even you kill me. He stoned me to death. And Rasulullah said, "Sit down. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send an answer for you." Jibril came with the ayah. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ. The answer came from Allah. The Jews, when they asked Rasulullah s.a.w. about the... And there is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell them, sometimes also the answer can take longer time. The Jews, they ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the al-Kahf, the people of the cave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "I'll answer you," and he forgot to say inshaAllah. Then no, the answer, there is no answer. And Allah, after a longer period, Rasulullah gave them a certain time, and then the answer didn't came at that time because he forgot to say inshaAllah. Then the answer came later, teaching Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching the whole ummah. يقول رسول أدبني ربي فأحسن تأديب. Allah himself is, Allah himself, يا أخوان, is the one that is straightening and giving the character and the manners and the lessons to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He does something, عبس وتولى. Abdullah ibn Abi Maktoum rahmatullah alayhi رضي الله عنه وارضاه, one of the companions, he used to be blind man. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking with Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, the biggest heads in Mecca, very rich people. And while he was doing that, they came, Abdullah ibn Abu Maktoum, a blind man, Muslim, but blind, poor. They consider it right now, "Oh, this is poor, you know, just forget about." The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he changed a little bit. And he does want Abdullah ibn Maktoum to talk with him, because he has a hope that the leaders of Mecca, those big disbelievers, rich ones, big heads, will follow Islam. Then Allah came and he blamed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, in Surah Abasa wa Tawalla. Adabani Rabbi. Allah doesn't leave his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, straightening him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ذلك رسول الله كان always, he comes to Abdullah ibn Maktoum and says, يعني أهلا بمن عاتبني فيه ربي. He doesn't look at Abdullah and hear the cause that Allah blamed him. Oh, أهلا. He just give him a certain greetings and he tell him, "You're the one that Allah has blamed my actions towards you." Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So back to our subject, the function of the sunnah, the second function is an explanation. What came in the Quran al-Kareem condensed, it's an explanation of Rasulullah s.a.w. to that. And then the third function of it is specifying what's general in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani there is general ideas in the Quran. Big. What do you mean? You see, in order to understand that, the companions, sometimes you read, for example, the explanation or the features of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he looks like, how his eyes, his eyebrows, his you know, and there is an Arab words in there, but you cannot me and you are a lot of people above us cannot understand those words. But back then, you're talking here in the United States now. This is a country of the most advanced technology in airplanes, for example. The same way the Arabs at their time, there's nobody on earth that could understand or could get deep into the language except the Arabs. A little example for that, the scholar said, you know, for each in any other language, for each word, each root word, you could get 12, 15, 14 derivatives out of it. But in Arabic language, more than 40 derivatives for each root word. A man, you know, before Islam, went to marry his cousin. And after he went, his uncle wants to get, he doesn't want to marry him. There is a lion in the desert. Go and kill him, and if you kill him, this is a jewelry for my daughter. He goes to kill the lion will eat him, then he get rid of him. Then the man went and killed the lion and bring the lion, and he said, a pew tree, he called the lion name 100 names, 100 different names. And we know maybe you know 2 names or 3 names for lion. This is how rich the Arabic language is. So when you talk in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the Sahaba, they understand. Sometimes they ask about one question, 2 questions, 3 words. They don't understand from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he explained it to them. But for us, if we were there, all of us are going to be questions, because we don't. Then you see that a lion, 100 names. Even in the Quran, there's a lot of names for lion. Al-Hizabr, Al-Ghadanfar, Al-Layth, different names, but we don't know about this. So back to our subject, the explanation. When they ask Rasulullah ﷺ about explaining something, he explained it ﷺ in detail. They understand it, they memorize it, they transmit it to us in the form of Sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. The third one is specifying what's in general. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ وَالْدَّمَ. You see, Allah said, this is general law. It's been haram, it's been forbidden in Islam to eat al-mayta, the dead, wal-dam, the blood. So this is a general term. Then the sunnah comes to specify it. Then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you know, أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ مَيْتَتَانِ وَدَمَانِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the rule, it's been forbidden for you, it's been haram for you to eat them dead or the blood. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ مَيْتَتَانِ وَدَمَانِ. It's been halal for you, 2 dead and 2 blood. What are those, Rasulullah? Animal dead. أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ مَيْتَتَانِ وَدَمَانِ. What are those? The first one is الْجَرَاد وَالْحُوت. The 2 dead animals is al-jarad, the locust. If it's dead, you eat it, and it's halal. And the hoot, the fish. The Arabs used to call the hoot not the whale. The hoot is the big fish. They used to call the big fish hoot. Any kind of big fish, it's not the whale that we see now. But the hoot is the fish. Dead food, dead the fish, you eat it, halal. And the man, al-tuhal wal-kabid. The 2 bloods that are halal for us is al-quhal wal-kabid, the liver and the spleen. Those are halal. You buy, when it comes to the term, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give a general term, then the sunnah comes to specify. So you see how important this sunnah? When somebody crazy tells you, no, we go with the Quran and leave the sunnah, this is a destruction of Islam, because the Quran, you could dig anything, you could have a lot of explanation, but the sunnah comes and specify, put the limits, put the borders. Then even Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu arda ibn Abi Talib, when he sent Ibn al-Abbas to the Khawarij, those group of people that they got out of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking about, he said, do not argue with them, do not face them with the Quran, no, with the Sunnah. He said, you Amir al-Mu'mineen, I am more knowledgeable than all of them in the Quran. The Quran is being revealed in our houses, you know. Who's going to be? And Fallon, Habr al-Ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did da'wah for Ibn al-Abbas, and he's the most knowledgeable at his time, after the Sahaba, of the Quran Kareem, radiallahu anhu arda. And he went and talk with them and dialogue them with the Sunnah, because Sunnah, you put a demarcation. You put a demarcation. Allah said in the Quran, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ فِي مَا أَخْطَأْتُمْ بِهِ. There is an excuse for you. There is no penalty for you for what you've been mistaken. You do a mistake in Islam. No, Islam is genius religion, ikhwan. Because it's from Allah. You can't, Allah is not, oh, you do something mistaken, he's going to put you in hell. No. No, 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 no. Then, look, this is a mistake. Allah said in the Quran, then the Sunnah comes to specify more. To specify it. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من أكل أو شرب ناسيا في رمضان فليتم صومه فإنما أطعمه الله وسقاه. If you eat or drink in the day of Ramadan, Ramadan, you can't complete your fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has feed you and Allah has give you a drink. Why? Because it goes underneath this ayah, and Rasulullah has specified more. If you do something, you know, nasi, that means forgetting about it. So you see, the genius of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also in the Quran, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ. Who will make the attraction, the beauty that Allah gave to His servants haram? Who? Nobody can do that. So this is a general term, talks about all attraction. Then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم specified. How? He said, bring the gold and the silk. And he said, هَذَانْ حرام على ذكور أمتي حلال لنسائها. Those, the gold and the silk, are haram for the males of my ummah, and halal for the females of my ummah. So you see, this is a zina, attraction, beauty of life. But who came Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to identify it? Nobody could tell you, oh, no, don't eat the meat because, you know, you're going, no, this is halal. Don't eat the birds, no, this is halal. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commenting about the ayah, specifying what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put as a general broad term in the Quran. Zina of life, attraction of life, is gold. People like to have gold. And silk, beautiful. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said and brought those and specify it. So there's nobody, that's it, this is the Islam, finished. Explanation and specification of what came in the Quran Kareem. So you see, the Sunnah comes to specify what's in the Quran Kareem. In the Miras, for example, you see, لِلْذَكَرِ مِثْلِ حَظِّ الْإِنْسَيَيْنِ فَإِنْ كَانُوا, the ayat of the Miras, you see, for the whole Ummah, but it come, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specified. Not anybody comes after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, oh, then this mawaris, maybe, no, because I'm Sheikh Tariqa or I'm such and such, I'm not gonna let this mawaris ayah goes on me. No. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah put the rules, the general broad terms of the mawaris, of the inheritance in the Quran. Did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comment about that? نحن معاشر الأنبياء لا نورة. We are the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no inheritance. We do not inherit our generation. ما تركناه صدقة. What we've left is a donation in the cause of Allah. So it comes these general broad terms and it specifies those. Rasulullah specified only the prophets. Only. Somebody comes later on and try to, oh, say, let's, no, 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 no. This is completed. Islam is completed. Rasulullah said, never left one point for us to have a problem about it. No. Everything is, alhamdulillah, complete. So he come to this part. For example, the Islam, Allah said in the Quran about the marriage. And there's no specification about the aunt. You know, in Islam, in Arabic we say the khala and the amma. In English they have own aunt for khala and amma. But khala is the sister of the mother, khala. Amma is the sister of the father. It's called amma. Rasulullah ﷺ specified that part too. Specified, because general broad term, somebody will marry his aunt, or somebody will marry the daughter and the mother and her the girl and her aunt. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, لَا تُنْكَحِ الْمَرْأَةِ عَلَى خَالَتِهَا وَلَا تُنْكَحِ الْمَرْأَةِ عَلَى عَمَّتِهَا. You cannot marry a woman, your wife, and her aunt. Either the sister of her father or the sister of her mother. No. So you see, the sunnah is very important. How you leave this sunnah? You will live in darkness if you leave this sunnah. You live because the ayahs in the Quran, or some of the ayahs in the Quran, is a general broad term. You could put something underneath it if you want to explain. If you want to explain something. But when it comes, Rasulullah says, specify. Allah said in the Quran, وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَقَطَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَقَطَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ. What is the sariq? Sariq, how much? Did the Quran specify? No. Sariq, a thief. And the male and female thieves cut their hands. You see, in Arabic language, hands is, this is the hand from here to their hand. This is from here to the end hand. This is from here to their hand. This is all of it is hands. The whole arm, or just the palm of the hand? The palm of the... This is called hand. So if there is no sunnah to specify, okay, this guy will cut the hand here. This guy is still with him. No. Come the sunnah of Rasulullah to specify. Sariq, what is the definition of sariq? Whoever steals one quarter of a dinar and up, this is sariq. So determination, specification, sariq. And what is the hand you cut? It's from here, from the wrist. This is what came Rasulullah says, sunnah, specifying what's generalized in the Quran. So who's gonna tell you leave the sunnah? And you live in the sunnah, you're protected, you're shield against anything in Islam. Completion of the Alaykum Salaam. And then Allah also said in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu anfiqu mimma kasabtum. You who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, donate of what you've gained, of what you make, of what you harvest. Then, okay, so you harvest $2 today, you go and donate from those. No, that question, this ayah, Rasulullah SAW specified. What is Rasulullah SAW said? And what's less than six himl? Himl, six ahmal, ma duna sittat ahmal, falaysa fi sadaqah. You don't have a donation. You're not obligated to do a donation. And what's equal that much? Like the zakah, if you have $200, you have zakah and $200? No. When it reaches the nisab, scholars have a lot of opinions about nisab, but when it reaches the nisab, this is the sunnah come to specify. The last point we're going to talk tonight, the function of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to bring a law that's not in the Quran Kareem. Like, for example, the law of stoning the adulterous male or female. It's not in the Quran Kareem. But Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم came with this. صلى الله عليه وسلم. Is what? Adulterous. The male and female that's muhsan, that's he's married, this is the law. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم also came with the law that you cannot marry the daughter, you can't combine the wife and her aunt together. لا تنكح المرأة على عمتها ولا تنكح المرأة على خالتها. And a lot of these that came from the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. From all of that, brothers, this is the sunnah, the shield. You want to live in the shield of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The sunnah is a protection. You take the Quran itself and you deny the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. A scholar said, you're murtad, you're out of the face of Islam, completely out. And we just enumerate little tiny bits of the function of the sunnah. Somebody go and throw this all of the explanation and all of the specification that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم left and all of the insurance and the assurance of the ideas and the meanings in the Quran al-Kareem and the new laws that put Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم through the sunnah, which is a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and tell you from his mind, oh, leave the sunnah and follow the Quran. No, whoever, the scholar said, whoever do that is murtad, is out of the face of Islam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, jazakumullah khairan ala hasanatikum. No. الله أكبر الله أكبر.